Hey, I'm Kay Bess. All right, so here's some strange advice. If you come from a radio or news background, I'm guessing that you've heard some voiceover coaches or even agents or casting directors tell you that you sound too radio or that you need to work on sounding more authentic and more like a real person. Well, the weird thing is, though, you are a real person. So the whole idea of trying to figure out how to sound like what you already are can be kind of confusing. So let me give you some easy tips to help your reads sound less polished and more like they come from your average Joe or Jane on the street. In my other downloadable tip, The Perils of Upspeak, I talk about how the phenomenon of upspeak, right, can make us sound less authoritative and that we should refrain from using it in order to sound more like we know what we're talking about. Well, you, lucky radio folk, are hereby granted permission to use it. You have an abundance of authority in your voice naturally, and your goal is to sound less polished and less professional. Give it a try, but use it judiciously. You don't want to end up sounding like a valley girl, sort of a caricature. The other tip is to drop the G in words ending with ing. Spelling, laughing, dancing, right? Normally I would say spelling, laughing, dancing. Instead, dropping the G, it sounds like spelling, laughing, dancing. Let me see if I can put this in a sentence. I was so exhausted by the heat yesterday, I thought I was going to have a fainting spell. Can you hear that? You hear how different that sounds then? I was so exhausted by the heat yesterday, I thought I was going to have a fainting spell. Okay, so this little tip leads to the general tip of sloppying up your diction. Instead of saying, I'm going to, you'd say, I'm gonna. Even if the script is written, I'm going to, you would say, I'm gonna. Even better, you could say, I'm gonna, like this. I'm gonna get a burger and fries. Instead of, I'm going to get a burger and fries. Can you hear the difference? I'm gonna get a burger and fries. It's pretty sloppy sounding, but it makes you sound like a real person, not like a voice actor. Also, drop the D on words like and when using that word as a conjunction, which of course it always is used as a conjunction. Burger and fries versus burger and fries. Can you hear the difference? Burger and fries versus burger and fries. Make a habit of listening, not to other voice actors, but to your friends and family, and also to kids. The vast majority of people do not speak with the precision that voice actors do. So, to summarize, use upspeak, drop the G in ing words, and generally, sloppy up your diction. I know all of this is contrary to everything we're taught about doing voiceover, but seriously, if you come from radio or news, you have an abundance of authority and diction. So it's time to lose some of it and adapt to the current commercial market. And remember, like most VO coaches will tell you, take your headphones off when you're recording and use your imagination to visualize a person that you might be talking to in the spot you're reading. All of us in voiceover, whether we're from radio or not, are way too accustomed to listening to our voices and working overtime at making them sound pretty. Being adept at voiceover ultimately has very, very little to do with the sound of our voices, but rather has everything to do with how we communicate with others. Good luck.